Aloha mai kakou. Welcome to the Music Within. Hi, everyone. This is our podcast focused on dignity, beauty, and truth. And we're so excited today because we have special guests and I have my partner back in town.
Hi, everyone.
We are recording in the lovely Honolulu, Hawaii, and we are at Holy Family Life Office, thanks to the graciousness of Father Rio. My name is Maile Ayu Domingo, and I am the founder of Hamau Iloko Foundation, a nonprofit dedicated to upholding human dignity and building a culture of family. And I love that because family just brings us so much joy. Not that it's not easy sometimes, but but since 2007, dozens of families have been getting together to talk about the dignity of relationship, of our bodies, and of sexuality. And it's certainly been revealing, right? Our kids today, they want and they need that conversation. So today I'm blessed to have Hime with us to kick off another year with a few segments actually, surrounding the idea of personal dignity and truth, especially regarding life in the womb. Hi, Hime.
Hi, Miley. Thank you. And hi, everyone. And well, my name is Jimena Suarez, and I founded an organization that is called Ama la Vida, Love Life in Mexico. And we work to protect the life of the unborn and his surrounding, like his family, and everything that protects the child in the womb. And we do this through conferences, courses, and supporting other pro-life initiatives like 40 Days for Life and any political action that takes place, especially because in Latin America, abortion is not legal. So, the political aspect is very important, as we know. And so that's our work. And here in Honolulu, we are starting also with the Correcton Model System to help couples achieve or avoid pregnancy.
And Hime is incredible at that. She is helping couples here in Hawaii understand their body and their cycle, their mutual fertility, and definitely pursuing conception for the couples that want to conceive. And so she's amazing. I definitely suggest that you call her if you want to learn about your body or just kind of get like normal. Sometimes our cycles are crazy, and understanding it empowers us as women and as married couples. So mahalo for that. Today, our call to action is an invitation to uphold your dignity as an American citizen. We have an amazing foundation in terms of America and its beginnings. There's a historian by the name of Patrick K. O'Donnell, and he writes these amazing historical accounts of the beginnings of our country. And in one of his books, he's talking about Washington and his men and the dangers of crossing that Delaware River. He writes about the lengthy war that those minute men efforted through for 8 years. It was 8 years after the Declaration of Independence was signed that they fought to uphold the words of that document. I think sometimes in history, like in the current history, we think that, oh, they signed a paper and then we were free. But that was not true. The war continued for 8 years before Britain finally relinquished and allowed us to be that country that they were trying to exact, not only for themselves, but for us, you know, many, many years later. And so like that time in history, they needed men of valor to birth forth our country in the pains of agony. And so we too must take up the battle of freedom. And this, of course, is not only for America, But for all of those of you who want to exact the dignity of your freedom gifted to you by God, and your country's documents, I'm sure, delineate what your freedoms are and what you must continue to fight for. Our United States Constitution permits us to wrench those freedoms into reality. A couple of weeks ago, you know, this really came to mind, that it's not just America that's fighting for freedom. It's really all over the world. I bumped into a video of Brazil, and there were millions of people on the beaches demonstrating for their freedom, demanding their government uphold their human and bodily freedoms. And it was amazing, actually. Last night, I was flipping through Facebook, which I almost never do, but I bumped into this picture of, I think, over 1,000 people in Hawaii, down in Waikiki, petitioning their government to hear the unjustness of the mandates, to protest against the emergency powers of the governor, and to cry our non-consent of the actions of our Hawaii government. And I guess I was surprised. I didn't realize there was such a great movement here in Hawaii to advocate for the dignity of our freedom. And it is appropriate and it is pono that we in Hawaii exercise our 9th and 10th Amendment rights, that we can communicate our great dignity to our representatives and talk to them about how we wish them to vote, and to initiate conversations with them to advocate the dignity of you. And Jimena, I wanted to ask you to share about advocating for those rights.
Yes.
What's going on?
So last Friday was a very dark day as the House of Representatives voted to pass the most radical abortion bill ever, the so-called Women's Health Protection Act. And they are attempting to allow abortion on demand nationwide throughout every stage of pregnancy. That's the first thing. Second, ban pro-life laws in every state and local government. Three, force Americans to support abortions with their tax dollars. And fourth, likely eliminate conscience protections for doctors, among other extreme actions. So the bill passed, but now it has to go to the Senate. It most likely is not going to pass in the Senate, but still, this is an statement from them that they are like, okay, we want legalized abortion. Because, as you know, Texas passed a bill about protecting the life of the unborn, so with the heartbeat. And so there are these pro-life laws. They are very strong now because the Americans, they want to end abortion in this nation. So it's a statement from the House of Representatives that, okay, we want this to happen. We want to legalize abortion all across the United States, and we don't care about your state laws and what you want. This is what the House of Representatives wants. So now it's very important. The call to action is that the USCCB has a link that, and they have a template of an email that you can send to your senators, and it's just pretty simple. You just add your name, your zip code, and then automatically it's going to show up your senators, and it's going to send it automatically to your senators. You don't have to do anything. I already did that, added my information, and I just got an email from the two senators here in Hawaii. Is probably also like a robot that is answering the email that I sent. But okay, it's working, right? Like, and maybe if we have enough emails sent in to them, they are gonna read it and it's gonna make some noise. So that's the call to action. We need to keep fighting. Although I want to say, I really love this quote from Abby Johnson. And she says, it doesn't matter who is sitting at the White House. The most important thing is who is standing up outside the abortion facilities. Because they can pass any law that you want, but if you in your local community are fighting against abortion and you are saving one life at a time, or we are closing one abortion facility at a time, this is the most important thing.
Thank you for informing us about, you know, our responsibility to connect. And it's nice to know that the USCCB has a kind of ready-made template for us to jump on this. And this also indicates why it's important to get involved in a state initiative. And the reason is because the 9th and 10th Amendment is about people's rights and states' rights, which means the government, the big government, can pass a law, but we as a state do not have to abide by that if we so choose. And so that would be the 9th Amendment. So being in close communication with your representatives, both state and national, is really, really huge. Speaking of national, you know, it's not only about the life issues that they're stampeding us over our freedoms. This also includes our financial dignity. The stability of the U.S. dollar is something I wanted to address today, because we must also urge our United States senators and representatives and advocate for them to vote no on the current request to increase the debt ceiling, on their current request to pass an infrastructure bill, which has less than 2% of infrastructure spending, but more Green New Deal items, and just a ton of social spending that are unnecessary. And it's really putting a noose around our neck, and in fact, putting a noose around our children's neck, because, you know, we're not going to live long enough to pay off all that debt, right? Our regular operating budget is $5 trillion. They're adding an extra $6.5 trillion to that. That's per year, you guys. And so the irresponsibility of our representatives, they're literally taking our life, enslaving us through taxes and through the way we run and operate our business and pay our business taxes, to be the fat cats that they are. And if you don't want that for your children, stand up, advocate. And I was thinking about this because just recently Hawaii celebrated Admissions Day, which is the day Hawaii became a state, the 50th state of the union. And there was a picture from 1959 of people that gathered to advocate for that statehood. The count on that day was 110,000 people in Honolulu. I have a picture. I should put it up on the website. It is so incredible. And I thought, if they can have 110,000 people advocating for what they wanted back then, so can we. So can we. And if you think like, oh, well, it's just happening up there in Capitol Hill, it's not really affecting me. Well, let me tell you something else. Costco just published a notice to the public, and it's at all of their stores, that inflation is impacting them so much that they are announcing that they're going to be passing on the additional expense to us, the consumer. So when you go get your Costco hamburger, broccoli, and cereal, guess what? You can expect to pay, in their statement, 5.9% to 11% additional taxes because of inflation. So get ready, everybody. Christmas is going to cost a little more than it has been. And that is the reason why you need to, you know, battle, take up arms like Washington did, to battle for the freedoms that belong to us and must be defended by us. This is another way that I really believe we should be advocating for our dignity and not allow our representatives to spend so wildly and cost the future not only us, but of our children. It's really amazing how much power we have as citizens. And if you look at the first page of our U.S. Constitution, who is it addressed to? It's not addressed to them. It's addressed to we, the people. So with that, I wanted to honor and welcome our guest for today. She is a dear friend who she and I have walked the journey of being mothers and wives and homeschool educators and life advocates, the dignity of sexuality advocates, and just championing each other along the walk. She's been such a model and example for me to learn how to parent and how to be a woman of grace and just a woman that God smiles upon. And so when I say this name, I truly, truly have great honor and regard for her, for all the work she's done and for her new work that the Lord has placed her in. And so we're going to be talking story with Susan Duffy about the Pearson Place. Welcome, my dear sister.
Thank you. That was such a nice introduction. I'm so embarrassed. If you can see, I'm red.
Susan is amazing, and she is going to be sharing with us about the Pearson Place. And so I guess I wanted to just kind of ask you, Susan, to tell us a little bit about where you are right now in your life and what is your role with the Pearson Foundation and what is the Pearson Foundation?
Well, okay, thank you so much for inviting me and giving me the opportunity to share. Currently, I am the president of the Pearson Foundation of Hawaii Incorporated, which is a 501c3 nonprofit. And the Pearson Foundation runs the Pearson Place Pregnancy Resource Center, which is located in downtown Honolulu at 1145 Bishop Street. And we recently moved there. I think we got there in December of 2019. So
oh, wow.
We got there right before COVID hit, actually. So the Pearson Foundation itself has been operating in Hawaii for over 50 years.
Wow.
And at one time, they had like 13 pregnancy centers all over the islands.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. And we're the last one left. I think
oh
we're the last
gosh.
One in Honolulu. But
does that mean we don't have any on the other islands?
No, I think they want to get one on Maui, I think, or Kauai. I can't remember which one. But yeah, they used to have them all over, run by strictly by volunteers, which is kind of what we do right now, right? So we have a beautiful legacy. And the reason we call it the Pearson Place Pregnancy Resource Center is because of Robert Pearson, who was the founder of this movement. And actually, Robert Pearson founded the first pregnancy resource center in the United States.
Wow.
Yeah, so long before, 1973. He was just passionately pro-life, he and his wife, Kathy. You know, so it's big shoes to fill,
yeah.
Really big shoes to fill. He and Kathy would open their home to all these pregnant girls. Like, they were in a crisis. They wanted them to save their babies.
Wow.
So he was a building contractor. So he also added an addition to his home so that they could take in these girls. And then they realized that, they need a little bit more help, right? Sometimes they need material resources. They needed more than just what they could provide. So that's when he came up with this idea of, like, let's have these centers so that they can come in, right? They have a place to go to when they're in crisis. They can talk to somebody. And then they have somebody there that gives them courage and hope, and shows them that there's alternatives to abortion. So that's what
I think that's such a warming idea. I remember when I was in my 20s and I was pregnant, and that's exactly what I wanted. I wanted something like that to find courage for myself and to have support. I was away from home, and so that's really, really a beautiful invitation, I think, for all of us to kind of copy what they did and in some small way support the young men and women who find themselves in these situations. God bless that man, and God bless you, Susan.
Well, thank you.
I was wondering also, tell us Maybe you did a little bit already, but tell us a little bit about the mission of the Pearson Place. I mean, I know you just said some of it, but tell us what would be maybe like a tagline for today. If somebody asked me, Maile, what's the Pearson Place?
What would I say? We would say that we are a Christ-centered ministry that offers hope and encouragement to anyone who might be considering an abortion by presenting them with realistic alternatives and support through a network of resources. So that's why we are a resource center. Mm. This is what we help to do. So we are a Christian-based ministry.
Wow. That's really awesome. Thank you so much for advocating for that. I was thinking also that hope that you give to people, I imagine that it's not easy to, you know, maybe connect with people that are struggling in that moment. And what might they come to experience? Let's say they're open and they just want to hear what else is there besides abortion.
Sure. I mean,
when they come in, what happens?
Well, when they come in, they usually meet with the counselor. Now, we do have free pregnancy tests. And I know people say, well, you can buy a pregnancy test at Long's, right? But sometimes, especially if you're in a small community or in a small neighborhood where everybody knows you, you probably don't want to go in there to get your pregnancy test. So we do have free pregnancy tests, and we hope that brings them in. Sometimes they take a pregnancy test at home and they just want to come in and confirm it, right? And there they have the opportunity to talk to someone about, you know, where are they in life? Where are you at right now? What are your plans? What is holding you back? What are some of the issues that you're dealing with, right? It just gives them, I think, the safe space just to talk about it. Because even in the best of circumstances, when you're pregnant, it's going to change your whole life. And that can be a scary thing for anybody. But if you don't have support, it's got to be particularly frightening. And we just want to calm people down. You know, you have time to make an informed decision, right? You should know about your options, and you should know the details and, you know, the consequences of the pros and cons of each, right? You should know that. So that's kind of what we do. And we count on the community to, because we've been around for so long, but I think a lot of people aren't aware of the fact that we're still there, or that we've moved, right? Because we used to have two centers, now we're consolidated into the one. So we count on the community, the people in the churches, because the lay people are the ones that are going to run into the person that's pregnant and is scared, or has a daughter that's going to school with someone else who's pregnant and they don't know what to do, right? Because the first thought is always, it's just the nature of the culture, it's going to be abortion. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to get rid of this, it's a problem, right? Mm-hmm. So that what we want to do is just offer a beautiful alternative for them, right? And to make a very beautiful life choice. Choose life, right? And because even it may be difficult, it may be hard, but there's lots of things in life that are really hard and yeah. really difficult, right?
Surfing lessons is hard.
There you go.
Right? Anything is hard in the very beginning. And what I love about what you offer at the Pearson Place is that it really gives someone outside of their maybe circle of influence to embolden them and encourage these young men and women to know that they have it within themselves to mother,
right?
To father,
right? I think you're right about that. They do. And in fact, I think some of our best counselors are the ones that have been in that situation themselves, right? They know what it's like to be pregnant and not married, or in school at this, trying to think about what am I going to do with this baby. So we have that. We have people that counselors that have had miscarriages. You know, we've had we have a counselor that has lost twins. You know, so they know what pain is, uncertainty, but they also know what courage is and hope, and you know how beautiful life can be, right? They really offer encouragement, like you can do it, you know, you can.
Yeah,
you can
absolutely do it. You absolutely can do it. So it's a mindset that we can offer to our young adults,
yeah,
to know that they can do it, and that whatever they have inside of them right now is enough.
Exactly.
Like, it's really enough. You are enough. Ladies and gentlemen, if you find yourself, you're driving in a car and you're listening to this podcast and you're unexpectedly pregnant, you are enough and you can do it. You can work it out, and there's so many possibilities. So if you're in the state of Hawaii, or even if you're not in the state of Hawaii, we want to welcome you to support the Pearson Place, to make a donation to help further the services there. And, you know, I kind of mentioned support for guys and gals. Do you have counselors that are men?
Yes, we do. We do. They're not there volunteering, but they're on standby. They've offered to help mentor young men. I mean, I had a guy, because I also do a food bank thing on Fridays, and he is just like, call me. Just call me when you need me, because they're there. They're willing to help. You know, everybody wants to support families. Everybody that I know, they want to support families. They love families. They love children. And our center is not just for people who are considering abortion. Our center is also there for people who need extra help. Like, if you need, if you're short on diapers, or you're in a crunch and you don't have money for a stroller, or we will do what we can to try to help that person. If you are a person who's pregnant and you had a very scary diagnosis by your doctor about your baby and you need someone to talk to, come by, because we've had people who they were told that something was going to be wrong with the baby and they were urged to choose a different option other than life. They didn't, right? Because they had encouragement from one of our counselors. It's going to be okay, that God is good. It will, no matter what, things will be okay. You know,
wow, so, that's really awesome that it's more than just counseling about abortion, to know that, hey, if you're a couple and you're struggling in the moment, reach out. And parents, aunties, uncles, grandmas, grandpas, if you know somebody, or maybe it's your grandchildren that are struggling, you can help them get in touch with the Pearson Place to get that little extra help.
Or if you want to put your baby, you know, like somebody too, like didn't want to abort but wanted to give the baby. We don't do the adoptions, but we have the referrals. We can do that and arrange for that. And like, we recently were able to do that, and I think everything's going to be okay for that.
Wow. So that's awesome.
That's good. That's good news, right?
Thank you. So anything interesting about the history or some stories you'd like to share with us regarding the Pearson Place?
Well, I know we have one story on our website that, because when I first took over, so, you know, I have really big shoes to fill because of the previous presidents, Ruth Prinzivalli, and then Elizabeth Kamaka before that. I mean, these ladies were like giants, right? So when I took over, we had a luncheon farewelling Ruth, and we had a new volunteer, and the new volunteer came to the lunch. It was over on the Windward side, and she said to me, I think I know that counselor over there. The older one was, her name was, I think, Tammy, and what was her name? She knew her. She said, I know her. I've met her before. I think she counseled me when I was 17 years old. She's older. She's a grandmother now herself, right? She said, I think I know her. Do you know her name? Maybelle. And I said, well, she said, well, you used to be on King Street. I said, yeah, we used to be on King Street. She said, I'm positive that's her. I'm going to go over and ask her. So here's Maybelle, and in her wheelchair, and she goes over and talks to her. Were you on King Street and such and such? And she was, and that was her counselor. And she was able to kind of make that connection, like, you know, I want you to know I kept my child. He's grown. I'm not just a mother, but I'm a grandmother. You know, and she had been adopted herself as a young girl. I mean, it was just an incredible story, right? So it's generations we're talking about, not just that baby, not just that one little baby, but generations. So that's
wait, when
story.
You say Maybelle, you're not talking, was her husband Philip?
Yep, Phil.
Oh my gosh.
That was Maybelle.
You're kidding me.
No. And Maybelle was.
Did she recently pass?
She did. She did.
And I had dinner at her house one night.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Maybell. We did a little video story of that on our website because they were so, she was so cute, right? And it was such a beautiful thing to see because it was like she closed the loop, right? She,
wow.
And she had no idea. Maybell had no idea. You know, yes, I was on King Street. That was beautiful.
I think it's really wonderful. I hope God helps my memory because there's a lot of people who came into my life and supported me during a bunch of different difficult moments. And, you know, a lot of times they were strangers. I didn't really know who they were. But they had enough love and enough regard for my dignity that they helped out. And I hope that someday I get a chance to, like you say, close that loop and say mahalo, because I think everyone has a story like that where someone's been instrumental in bringing them through a difficult moment. And so God bless you, Maybell. I know her because one of my best friends from Arizona, that's her aunt-in-law or something like that. Anyway, I met her that way, and she was an amazing woman. I'm totally shocked that it's the same person.
Well, yes, and Maybell also helped someone that who had a bad diagnosis. And Maybell was the one that was, everything's going to be okay. Maybell was that encouraging person, right? Aww. Everybody needs that, right? Yeah. So there are a lot of people, I think, in Hawaii that benefited from Bob Pearson's efforts. And Human Life International did a story on him a long time ago, and they said that he probably single-handedly saved more babies than anyone they knew at that time, because they would go to the airport with signs, right? Because people were coming here for abortion when Hawaii was doing it, right? They would
go.
I heard they went with signs asking them if they needed a place to stay. They would take them, you know, just to keep their babies. He adopted children as well. So there are a lot of people. I know there are a lot of people that have stories about him. I just met a couple of guys this morning that knew Bob Pearson. And, and worked with him. They helped to raise money early on. So, and I know there's some former counselors, some that are in nursing homes now. I've heard about a couple of those. Haven't had a chance to see them because we had COVID, right? But would always like to talk to people who had really good stories. And so I think there's a lot of kids that are around today because of his efforts. So
wow, that's powerful. And you mentioned a woman named Elizabeth Kamaka?
Right, Elizabeth Kamaka. She used to be I don't know. I'm the recipient of all this history because I didn't know them. But Elizabeth was in charge of Pearson Foundation. She was the president, and she was a big fundraiser. She worked with St. Anne's, right? So she, too, left really big shoes to fill. And she recently passed away as well. So really great families. And, you know, they're just... To this day, St. Anne's supports Pearson. To this day. I mean, they are one of our greatest supporters.
Wow.
Very cool.
So, Susan, what do you think about your role and what kind of mindset, you know, do you have in directing this incredible organization?
My mindset is that I'm just an instrument of God because... Honestly, it's a very intimidating thing to take over something like this, especially in the culture environment that we live in, right? And so I have just been amazed at the things that happen through no effort. It's not directly of anything that I do, but the people that come into my life, the people that I meet, the things that just happen to me that I don't initiate because I just... feel like, well, God, I'm not sure what I'm doing, but I think, you know, I need help in this area, or please send me somebody to help me, you know. And so these things have happened. Like I told you before we started the podcast, like I got a call about an article for the Catholic Herald, and then I got a call for an article in a parish magazine for the Windward Side. So, I mean, these things just are really great. And the reason they happen is because of the people that I come into contact with that really want to help. They want to do something, right? Because we do need help. I would love to be open so that we could have walk-ins. But it's really hard if you don't have volunteers there sitting, you know, just waiting. And it can be hard. I can, you know, understand that. You don't want to just sit and wait. But that's kind of how it goes, right? You just wait and then one afternoon someone calls and they need to see somebody right away. And that's kind of how it works. So, you know, you just have to have that mindset that God wants me here. It's important, you know, I'm doing what I can, you know, and I'll be here if that person calls. That's kind of the mindset I think you got to have.
I kind of want to invite anyone listening. If you are one of those, I'm just sitting at home, you know, because it's COVID or whatever. Yeah. And you're like, I want to do something important in my life. Give Pearson Place a call. Give Susan a call.
Yes.
Because she's got ideas and she can use you. Your body being at the center is enough.
Right.
To be able to pick up the phone and respond.
Right.
And, you know, I'm sure Susan will equip you with whatever you need to do. And I'm not just talking to you ladies either. I'm talking to you men. Like,
absolutely.
Put down the TV remote or the gaming device and bring your body to the Pearson Center. I mean, even if it's just once or twice a month, how about once a week, actually? Can I challenge you?
Yeah, we will provide the training if they want to be a counselor. But if you don't want to be a counselor, we could use just an extra person to answer the phone or to just be there, right? Because you want to have at least two people there so that if a client comes in, you have someone that can counsel and someone that can man the office. So,
yeah.
Anybody can help. Anybody can do a little something, right?
And I know Susan's always got things up her sleeve. I was actually the recipient of one of those things up her sleeve. She actually advocated with me to reach out to the youth, the male and female seniors of Damien High School. And it was really a privilege. We got to serve over a dozen, 20 between boys and girls. And they got to come and learn about the dignity of their desires, the dignity of their created form as male and female, and the dignity of their sexuality. And it was Susan, actually, that instigated all of that. And so if you have any ideas of volunteering for the community, to serve the community, to build a culture of family, give the Pearson Place a call. She's amazing to work with, and Pearson has an incredible history that I think I want to learn a little bit more about.
Yeah, and also what I'm thinking, once we were discussing with Susan, because on the other side, for example, Planned Parenthood, they have on Thursdays afternoon, they have this training about sexuality to the girls, and they give them like pizza and stuff. And so that's really sad, because you know what they are teaching these girls. Like, you're going to an abortion facility to be trained about sexuality. What are they going to teach you? They are going to teach you to kill your baby. As hard as that sounds, but this is the nice pizza afternoon that these young girls have. So we were once discussing with Susan that it would be cool to have like this kind of like pizza afternoon at least once a month, if because of our resources we cannot do that at the Pearson Place. But it would be nice, because we have something so beautiful to share to these girls about what you're teaching, Miley, about loving your body and your soul and your heart, protecting it. It's nothing like what they are not teaching them anything. They are trying to destroy their lives. That's not training about anything. So that would be like a cool idea of something that we could do in the future at the Pearson Place. And if somebody is listening and would like to be part of that, that would be great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we would love to do that again, like sponsor that. That would be great. And we could, you know, I wanted to use that conference room up there, you know, right next to the office area, just to do it the exact same thing. Like, why don't we have pizza parties and, you know,
I think
talk
we're
going
to have a collaborative. We'll have to talk offline about that. But yeah, let's definitely nourish our young men and our young women, because God created them to want to unite with the opposite sex. And it's a good desire. So let's give them the tools, the language, the education, and the time to design their life so that they can be fulfilling those desires and talking about those desires from the standpoint of their dignity. It is always our mission to uphold human dignity and build that culture of family. So mahalo Hime for reminding of us of that incredible opportunity that the Pearson Place and Hamau Iloko Foundation can co-sponsor a great event like that. It's going to be wonderful. Susan, I just love being in your presence and hearing your go-getter attitude. I'm like, I feel like putting on running shoes just so I can keep up with Susan. She is amazing. And I really love her humility and her desire to edify the people that came before her, and that, you know, kind of notice the people who were impacted by the other people that worked in the Pearson Place. It's really been a great listening to the stories and being with you this morning. The thing that I really want to edify again is the ways that we can be human and how simple it is to just be present, you know, be there, and that your life, your whatever 5 hours or 6 hours that you could give a month to the Pearson Place is such a great gift that we would definitely value and advocate and be intentional about offering your gift to them. Discerning what to do with our life is difficult. And I know what that was like. I was a college kid away from home, found myself pregnant, didn't know what the heck I was going to do. And so, you know, just know that there are communities and groups and foundations like the Pearson Place that are there for you to support you and to bring you to understand, like, that voice. I think it's just enough, like, it's a space to stop and to listen. Like, what the heck am I going to do with my life right now? And to just have a place to go, like the Pearson Place, to listen and maybe to just be by yourself and let the pressure come off, right? Without making a detrimental decision right now, but just take a moment and listen to the voice within. Hime, I'm so glad you shared with us today how we can advocate using that kind of pre-made letter from the USCCB site. Thank you. Thank you for being us. I love you. I miss working with you, and I'm so glad that you're well and back with us again.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for inviting me again. I really love being part of this podcast, and it's gold what we're sharing here, because our guests are they are so special, and yeah, we should be very grateful of all these messages, all these invitations. And I would like you to remind you that I'm here to serve you as a fertility care practitioner. If you're a teenager or if you're a married couple, I can help you to understand your fertility, to achieve or avoid pregnancy. And also, I would like to invite you again, because we have the 40 Days for Life campaign that is started September 22nd and until October 31st. So we also really need more volunteers for that. So we just ask our volunteers to sign up for 1 hour a week. And we really need more people praying outside. And as you know, it really makes the difference. We know for a fact that when people are praying outside an abortion facility, abortions decrease up to 70%. So your presence there is something so simple. Just stand up there and pray your rosary, pray for an hour. And we don't need a lot of training for that, but you just need to show up there. So please, if you want to sign up for the 40 Days for Life campaign, we also are going to have the link for this. Thank you.
Awesome. I had a good day yesterday praying with a bunch of people. And I also, my two boys wanted to come. So they came with me and kind of like wrapping their head around this whole thing. But they knew that as men, they were there standing up for the dignity of the little baby in the womb. And so I was a proud mama. praying with them. We were actually praying in Hawaiian the whole time. And so people would come by and say, where do you guys pray?
That's great.
It was really beautiful. And yeah, so thanks everyone. We hope that you guys enjoyed your time with us today. Please share the podcast with all of your family and anyone you think would be interested or really needs the message of the Pearson Foundation. We ask for your support. Go to hamauiloco.org and make a donation to support us. Click on to your podcast and sign up for The Music Within. We thank you, Susan, for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. It's been a pleasure being with you both today, you two lovely ladies.
It's always awesome to have Susan. And we just, we want you, our audience, to know that we believe in you, that you are enough, and that what you have to give is the best gift that you can give. I am Maile Ayu Domingo, and this is The Music Within. Aloha.